This is Passport to Texas. Christopher Kimball hosted America's Test Kitchen, Cook's Country, and now Milk Street on PBS. He is a hunter in his home state of Vermont. Yet wild game cookery isn't something you've seen on his shows.
Years ago, I had a photograph of me holding up two or three rabbits that I had shot, because I do a lot of rabbit hunting in the winter. America Public Television distributes our show, and I think they sent out a warning indicating the stations might want to sort of gray out that particular photograph. So most people are not prepared for that, probably.
Some people are prepared, though, and ready to become hunters.
Do you see more women hunting now than you did? And I think certain parts of the country is more of it.
Kimball says if you plan to cook game, you must know the optimal cooking methods for each type of meat.
The tough, dark meat, you braise slowly, like the back legs of the rabbit. But the very lean tenderloin or backstrap, that gets cooked in about 5 minutes. You have some of that meat you can barely cook. Like the tenderloin of a deer, you don't want to cook it much over medium rare. But if you have other cuts of meat that are tougher and really need a long, slow cooking, you really have to think about the cuts that way. Because game meat isn't fatty. And actually, that's why they larded, and I've done it, larded venison, because it needed the fat.
You can find wild game recipes on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.